question I originally submitted to the forum meeting asked how many HSE staff who wished to return to work were on the waiting list for assessment by the Occupational Health Department and the length of time they're obliged to wait before they're assessed and if the Occupational Health Department was adequately staffed. However, I was told that the question wasn't in order because standing order states that the forum may not consider or make representations in respect of a matter relating to affecting the terms of conditions of a contract of employment. Now, in my opinion, my question wasn't in contravention of that standing order. However, I respected the ruling of the chair. And so therefore, the only part of the question which was actually on the agenda was me asking if the Occupational Health Department was adequately staffed. And Catherine, the reason I submitted the question is because I have been informed by sources that staff, including nurses, doctors, physiotherapists and other support staff in Sligo who have been off on sick leave and who want to return to work have had to wait months before being assessed by the Occupational Health Department. And this is at a time when the hospital and community services are short-staffed and crying out for additional nurses and medical staff and support staff. And in fact, the reply I received at the meeting actually omitted to answer even the brief part of the question which had been allowed. I asked if the Occupational Health Department was adequately staffed. However, in the reply I received, the management was incapable of telling me whether it is adequately staffed or not adequately staffed. And the reality is that if nurses, doctors, physiotherapists and other staff who want to return to work and are fit to return to work have to wait months before they're assessed by the Occupational Health Department, it would appear to me that the Occupational Health Department is not adequately staffed.
You'd imagine, though, that it should be a priority for it to be adequately staffed in order to get doctors and nurses back to work.
Yeah, it should be. Like I told the meeting that I found it unbelievable that staff who were urgently required in the hospital and in the community are barred and unable to return to work for months because the HSE management has not provided the necessary resources to the Occupational Health Department. And, you know, is it any wonder we have growing waiting lists?